The hunt for suspects.
Raids have been going on all night.
As France mourns.
To pay our respects to those who died.
And retaliates.
France is fighting back.
Good morning. I'm Vicky Barker in Paris with the CBS World News Roundup. Police across France carried out more than 150 raids overnight, looking for more suspects in Friday's attacks. Police in Belgium are also questioning people there. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer here in Paris has the very latest on the investigation.
Security services are moving in aggressively on the network behind Friday's attacks. Meanwhile, French reports say the suspected mastermind of the operation is Abdelhamid Abaoud, a Belgian citizen of Moroccan descent who'd gone to fight in Syria. That's where he's believed to be now. Earlier this year, he was named as the likely ringleader of a plot to kill police in Belgium. The police have issued an international arrest warrant for a suspected terrorist who's still on the loose. He's Salah Abdeslam, born in Belgium, and believed to have been the logistics man. He rented one of the cars they used, which was towed away from near the Bataclan concert hall for forensic testing.
France was quick to launch airstrikes yesterday in the ISIS capital in Syria. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in Erbil, Iraq now with more on that.
10 fighter jets, they took off from bases in Jordan and the Gulf, all coordinated by U.S. military forces. 20 bombs dropped on Raqqa, targeting an ISIS command center, training camps.
American and French officials have agreed to share more information to fight ISIS. A new partnership will give France access to more sensitive American intelligence that up to now was only shared with Britain, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. ISIS is, of course, atop the agenda for President Obama as he meets with world leaders in Turkey. CBS's Margaret Brennan is there with him.
President Obama is now trying to convince Russia's Vladimir Putin to join the fight. He's asking him and the King of Saudi Arabia to help broker a ceasefire in Syria, a war zone that ISIS uses as a safe haven. But critics claim President Obama is underestimating the threat of ISIS.
France came to a halt this morning as the nation, as the entire European Union marked a moment of silence to remember the 129 people killed in Friday's terror and the hundreds of others left wounded. The stories we are hearing from survivors of Friday's horror indicate just how cold and calculating these killers were. Mark Colclough was walking towards a cafe as one of the attackers began firing. He spoke with Scott Pelley on 60 Minutes.
The three that were sitting outside, he shot very quickly. Shot, looked, stopped. Then he gyrated back and he shot straight ahead into a car that was parked, that was at the crossroads next to the cafe.
What happened next?
He then stepped forward and walked into the cafe that the three people had been sitting in front of.
It didn't appear to you that he had the weapon set on automatic and he was just sweeping the room?
No, it wasn't random.
But he was picking out his targets, shooting them one at a time.
Looked right, didn't shoot. Panned left, duck, 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 pause, duck, duck, duck.
Many shops and restaurants here in Paris are open again today, but some landmarks, such as the Eiffel Tower, remain closed as officials talk about how best to increase security. And throughout, the French people continue to stage their own grassroots response to the attacks, ignoring the government ban on public gatherings to lay flowers in the Place de la République, that center of French communal life.
We must be here to prove that we are not afraid.
They gathered here after the Charlie Hebdo massacre, too, last January, and pasted to the statue devoted to liberty. You can still see a few fading posters reading, Je suis Charlie.
This is Peter King. Lawmakers who've been briefed since the Paris attacks say there is no credible threat to the U.S. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer says there's no reason for Americans not to live their lives as usual.
The terrorists would win if we cowered. We should not change our way of life. We should go after them with greater virulence.
Joining us now is CBS News consultant and former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morell. Mike, exactly where are we now in this?
So I think we are in a new world, and we're in a new world in two ways. One is that for the last 9 to 12 months, ISIS has been working to build an attack capability in Western Europe. The Paris attack was a manifestation of that, so we could see more such attacks in Europe. And ISIS has also told us that they plan to do the same in the United States. They want to do the same in the United States. Sometimes it's very important to listen to what your adversary says to you. Just as bin Laden told us he would attack us prior to 9/11, I think ISIS is saying the same thing to us. That's
so
one.
So how does the U.S. look to change its strategy against ISIS, both offense and defense?
We need to look at every aspect of our policy here and ask ourselves, do we need to adjust it in any way? We have to defend ourselves from these guys, obviously. Well, one of those things on the defensive side is, how do we screen these migrants coming from Syria and Iraq to Europe, to the United States? How do we screen them? That's one of the things we have to look at. On the offensive side, we have to look at every aspect of how we're conducting the war in Iraq and Syria. We have to look at how many special forces we put on the ground. We have to look at where we put them, right? Do we put them closer to the battle so that they can provide more advice and assistance to the people actually doing the fight? Should we put them closer to the battle so they can call in airstrikes? We just need to sit down and look at every piece of this and say, what do we need to change? Because it is absolutely clear that our strategy is not working.
Former CIA Deputy Director Mike Morrell, thanks. At least one governor says he won't allow Syrian refugees in his state. Alabama's Robert Bentley says he'll oppose any attempt to put refugees there. So far, one American is confirmed killed in the Paris attacks. Last night, hundreds paid tribute to Noemi Gonzalez at Cal State University, Long Beach. This is her cousin.
It really hurts me that this happened. But I want to be happy for her because she was a really, really huge role model for me in my life.
Gonzalez studied industrial design at Cal State. She was in Paris for the semester. We've already told you that Alabama is saying no to resettling Syrian refugees there after the Paris attacks. Now Louisiana's Governor Bobby Jindal is taking a second look at Syrians already there. WWL's Dave Cohen has more from New Orleans.
Jindal says in light of the fact that some of the terrorists that attacked in Paris had Syrian passports, he wants more details on those Syrian refugees that have been resettled in Louisiana, saying it's time to secure the American border.
And to keep our people safe as well from these radical, evil terrorists.
The State Department says so far 14 Syrian refugees have been placed in Louisiana, and the plan will continue into 2016 to resettle 10,000 refugees from Syria across the United States. Dave Cohen for CBS News, New Orleans.
That's the World News Roundup for Monday, November 16th, 2015. For Vicki Barker in Paris, I'm Peter King, CBS News.